Exclusive, MTG expects Brian Kemp will criminally probe Fani Willis, can't wash their hands of this. By Wendell Hussebo on January 12, 2024. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, has high expectations of Governor Brian Kemp, R, and Georgia Attorney General Christopher Carr to launch a criminal probe into Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. Exclusively telling Breitbart News there's so much proof of wrongdoing in Willis's prosecution of former President Donald Trump. Greene filed the complaint on Wednesday against Willis and her top prosecutor, seeking the dismissal of the charges against Trump due to Willis's alleged improper relationship with her top prosecutor in the Trump case. "This isn't political at all," Greene said in a phone interview. "There's clear evidence that alleges Fani Willis and her top prosecutor, who was apparently her lover, Nathan Wade, have broken multiple lawsuits, and the evidence is pouring out. People have been posting it all over social media." Greene's complaint was in response to a court filing by Mike Roman, a political operative and co-defendant of Trump in the Georgia election case, who alleged four explosive facts about Willis's conduct while prosecuting Trump. Nathan Wade, Willis's lead prosecutor in the Trump case, had an improper relationship with Willis. Wade's law firm used funds paid by the county to take Willis on luxury vacations by using potentially fraudulent payments. Wade was appointed without the required approval by authorities and had little to no prosecutorial experience. Wade met twice with President Joe Biden's White House counsel before indicting Trump in August, raising questions about whether the White House coordinated prosecuting Biden's 2024 political opponent. "I really have high expectations of Governor Kemp and our Attorney General Chris Carr," the Georgia congresswoman said. "There should be a criminal investigation. If he, Kemp, ignores this, then he's showing an extreme political bias," she added. Carr and Kemp, once a Trump ally turned critic after the 2020 election, possessed the power to order a criminal probe into Willis and the prosecutor. Experts say an investigation that could blow up Willis's prosecution. "They can't wash their hands of this," Greene continued. "Even if they are supporting DeSantis or hate President Trump, they can't wash their hands of this one." Greene also referenced a Politico report that alleged the partisan January 6 committee secretly colluded with Willis to obtain material to help her prosecute Trump. Some Republicans say the collusion was intended to obscure Willis's discovery in the Trump case, keeping it out of public view. The revelation could upend Willis's prosecution, Breitbart News's Joel Polak previously reported, because the evidence was concealed to keep it away from discovery requirements that would allow defense lawyers to see what was shared, and the extent of the collaboration. Greene highlighted a glaring contradiction of the claims levied by the partisan January 6 committee. The partisan committee told lawmakers it lost or does not have much of the information they discovered during their January 6 hearings. Yet, if the Politico report is true, the committee gave Willis the information to prosecute Trump. "This is extremely serious," Greene said. "Think about that. They can't hand it, information, over to members of Congress now, but yet they gave the information to Fani Willis. It is an extreme contradiction," she said, arguing for a probe into Kemp. "I'm recommending a criminal investigation in the state of Georgia, but we certainly have to expand it on a much higher level because of the involvement between Fani Willis and the January 6 committee." Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.